And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
We're delighted that you've decided to take this time to join us for this period of Bible study. We do encourage you to take your Bible and be prepared to read along with us. Is it true that the Pope of Rome used to talk to God and see Him face to face? Well, the answer to that question is simply no. It is not true that the Pope used to see God face to face and to talk with Him. You might say, how can you possibly answer that if you do not have first-hand knowledge of the Pope himself? Well, I can answer that because the Bible has addressed it already. In John chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him." Rather, that is John speaking of Jesus. When we need to know about God, God has provided the things that we need. He has revealed to us a portion of His mind, His will, through the Scriptures, through the Bible. He also demonstrated a great portion of Himself when He demonstrated His love for mankind by sending Jesus to die on the cross. But He also showed us a manifestation of Himself because when Jesus came and walked among men here on the earth, He demonstrated to men what the Father was like. No man has seen God face to face at any time. We simply cannot behold that kind of wondrous power. There will come a time when we will face God, but not in these bodies. We will be in changed bodies, leaving this part that is mortal and taking on that part that is immortal, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So it is not true that the Pope has spoken to God, nor has seen Him face to face. There are many things that the Catholic Church claims for the Pope that simply are not true. They claim that He is the head of the Church. That's not the case. Christ is the head of the Church, according to Ephesians chapter 5. They claim that when He makes a ruling, He is infallible, that there is no way that He could possibly make a mistake. Yet we have had rulings from popes overturned by later popes. It's necessary then that at least one of them was wrong, and we know that any decision made by men is subject to be wrong. The only thing that we have given to us that is infallible is the Word of God. And that's why we must place our trust and our reliance upon what God has said and not what man has said.